Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn today is Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. The Lord be with you. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate and share in these sacred mysteries of our faith, we also celebrate the memorial of Saints Marcellinus and Peter, martyrs for the faith. And as we now gather before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, who surround us with protection, through the glorious confession of the martyrs, Saints Marcellinus and Peter, grant that we may profit by imitating them and be upheld by their prayer. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Wishing to determine the truth about why Paul was being accused by the Jews, the commander freed them and ordered him and the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin to convene. Then he brought Paul down and made him stand before them. Paul was aware that some of the Sadducees and some of the Pharisees, so he called out before the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees. I am on trial for hope in the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and Sadducees, and the group became divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, or angels, or spirits, while the Pharisees acknowledge all three. A great uproar occurred, and some scribes belonging to the Pharisee party stood up and sharply argued, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit or an angel has spoken to him." The dispute was so serious that the commander, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, ordered his troops to go down and rescue Paul from their midst and take him into the compound. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage. For just as you have been borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness in Rome. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope.
Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope.
Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast and my lot. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. Keep me safe, O God, for you are my hope.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. May they all be as one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that the world may believe that you sent me, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them, even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my friends, we are now coming to the end of Jesus' final discourse, which takes place at the Last Supper. We've been reading this for the last several weeks now. It covers chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17 in John's Gospel. And as I mentioned several weeks ago when we began the discourse, if you want to sit down and read it all in one sitting, you can. Good luck, because after a couple of paragraphs, you'll have the deer in the headlight look. And so we've been taking it these past weeks, section by section, reading it, chewing on it, and letting it sink deep into our souls and transform our lives. Now, just a little side note, tomorrow's gospel is going to be totally different. So you all got to stay tuned and find out what happens tomorrow. But yet, like I said, today is now the end of this farewell discourse. And as you could hear, there is a big theme about unity, being one with the Father, with Jesus. And that really sums up, our Lord sums up so beautifully why he came into this world, to tell the world all about the Father. And not just to tell the world all about the Father, but to unite all of humanity's fallenness back with the Father, to make us all one. That one that we had at the beginning of creation with Adam and Eve, that was then separated by original sin, and Jesus came into this world to restore that unity, to bring us back in one with the Father. And that's what he did the very next day by his suffering and death on the cross, and then a couple days later by his resurrection. He brought us back with the Father, united with us, with him. And that is a reminder of what our goal in this world is all about, to eventually get back to heaven, to be one with the Father for all eternity. And the beauty of our journey through this pilgrimage here on earth is we get little snippets of being united with our God here at the Mass, when we receive our Lord's body and blood and soul and divinity in the Eucharist. Also, too, when we take out time throughout the day to pray, we unite ourselves with our Heavenly Father again. So that's what our pilgrimage is all about, uniting ourselves with God here in this world so that we can be forever with him in the next world. And again, that's where we have the beauty of the saints. As I mentioned today, we are celebrating the memorial of Marcellinus and Peter. And you're thinking, boy, why do those names sound familiar? Marcellinus, Peter. Well, if you recall, the first Eucharistic prayer, known as the Roman Canon, in the first part of it, before the consecration of the bread and the wine and the body and blood of Christ, we have the list of all the apostles and some of the early popes. Then after that, we have another list of saints. And if you pay attention to there we have in there Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Agatha, Lucy, Anastasia, all those beautiful saints. And so that's where their names sound so familiar, because they're included in the first Eucharistic prayer. And they've been that way since the 300s, because it was in 304 when both Marcellinus and Peter suffered martyrdom for the faith. And the interesting thing is, we don't know much about them. That's the funny thing. We know their names. We know that they were martyred for the faith. And according to tradition, Marcellinus was a priest and Peter was a deacon. Both ministered in Rome, both proclaimed the gospel in Rome, and both died outside of the cities of Rome. And it was where they were buried where Constantine built a basilica on top of their tombs. So obviously there was something special about these gentlemen, because the people revered them, they remembered them, and they used them as models of faith in their own lives. And basically almost 1700 years later, we still use Marcellinus and Peter as models of faith for us. And so as we celebrate this Mass today, let us thank God for their witness of faith. But also, too, let us ask Marcellinus and Peter to pray for us, that we can continue to strive for unity with God and with one another. I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For our Holy Father and his monthly intentions, and that he will be blessed with the strength and health in his leadership of the church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the church, and especially for all those who are persecuted for their faith, that through the intercessions of St. Marcellinus and Peter, that they may find strength and peace in giving witness to their faith in Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation's leaders, that they will govern with truth and humility, protecting our rights to life and religious freedom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in the virtues of humility and for holy purity to strengthen marriage and family life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the holy souls in purgatory, for whom this Mass is being offered, that they may soon discover the joy eternal life with Christ in heaven. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those in the silence of our hearts. We ask you to answer these prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant
Radio. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Look with serenity and kindness, we pray, O Lord, upon these present offerings, that they may be filled with the blessing of the Holy Spirit and may stir up in our hearts that powerful love through which the holy martyrs Marcellinus and Peter overcame every bodily torment, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you are glorified when your saints are praised. Their very sufferings are but wonders of your might. In your mercy, you give ardor to their faith. To their endurance, you grant firm resolve. And in their struggle, the victory is yours through Christ our Lord. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we with all the hosts of angels cry out, and without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world. for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saints Marcellinus and Peter, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy be for me protection of mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. If we have died with Christ, we shall also live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. Alleluia. renewed by the sustenance of the one bread, O Lord, and on the commemoration of the blessed martyrs, Marcellinus and Peter, we humbly pray that you may confirm us ever in your charity and make us walk in newness of life through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.